Daf Gimel and Aleph Taisus. If Nachman Yitzchak says, if you hold this of Rabbi, Rabbi Guf himself, he could have asked, because it says in the Perek, the Kair is also Heker. Because if Nachman says before Ish that they argue by Heker, so therefore, yes, why do you have to differentiate and argue on both? So he said, if it's kosher, then it becomes more sun than shade. The reason says Chamasa Rebutalasa is because the wind will come and spread it out till it becomes more sun than shade. Because if it's its weakness alone, it'd be Chamasa Beruba, how do you match it in the last lashon? Because there's no schach possible. It's talking about the schach kosher, as we see in the sukkah. Whoever makes a sukkah underneath a tree. And Tosfos asks, we see in the first parak of sukkah, if it was taller than 20 amos and there's hoots and little thistles going down in 20, if it's a loss of ruchavos, it's kosher. Not as possible. Why is it kosher? If you make it weaker, it all falls, the hoots and downwards. According to the last lashon over here, it comes out very good. According to Rabbi Mefraska, it also then explains, because the sukkah is a private person, won't remember, it comes out very good because of a hoots, and you could say that it comes down a lot lower. They don't have to be goyzer. But according to Ravina Shver, because it's mashma, that because sukkah is dry, so that's why it's partial e-kosher. So Tosfos says over there, speak about there's a lot of hoots, and that it could stay with a little support. You could also say that over here, if to make it weaker, it's chamasim by weakening alone, and it's starved to the schach that's above 20. According to the last lashon, that it's not chashiv kol kach schach pasul, since it's schach kosher, if it's under 20, but it's shver, because hutzin, we say, im lav is partial. Lishn Basra over here, we are machsha even chamasim rutzalasim. But according to the first lashon, it's very good. Or by hutzin, we can pass them more, since they're tied the top and on the bottom, one with another, because if they are weak, everything will fall. Rav's a mov is possible, we're not going to Rav, because Rav learns about Pesach Shalecha, which is Chalol, I had the hollow space of Rav. Daf Gimel, a vase, Chalal Sukkah tonight. This we've seen Sukkah, Hutz, and Yerden, Sechav. It's Lav Dafka. He just mentions the Malamachav, he says, B'Sechav. But it means in the Sech Hechshachav, it could be even right up the twine. A Raya, Tain, and Sadach, even the Hechav was B'Amz B'Shisha here, he's going to Rav. He holds later that the Shemov is also B'Amz B'Shisha, even though it's Atzus sad, because maybe the Hechav was also sad, small ones. Or even according to Tabayah, just giving a simon, near Amz. But Mekomakam, he brings down, for instance, the Hechav had 20 amos a day, head to the mother is 20 amos a day, it's amos. It's one down that says four, meaning, and a drop more, because there's no pesach psuch and dalim. Pachs has no pesach less than 4 amos. If not, it's, if there isn't a mashu yersa, therefore it's not orki yersa or rachba. Doesn't become mutu with lechay kar, as we see later on. Even that by itself holds later on that the length of the mother is 4 amos. Here, according to Rav Nachman says, and he doesn't hold it. Aye, there's a tzuf of the kulit. The one that says it's a camp. The place that says, aye, there is this one who sets climb a fence that broke up to 10 amos is considered like a pesach. More than that, the knegla pesach is also. So it says, rev amos. The one that says, kerem habe, even though the rabbana mind that it's not considered a kerem, where do we say this? When we see the middle ones as if they don't exist, not that it should stay over two knegla two, and one goes out of tail. Abaya doesn't speak only with the amos that I mentioned in the forage, not the amos that we learn straight based on the words. Kalam Shamcham Amos Vashisha did not speak about these that are written Ami Yisoy, the Ami Yisoy, that's not what we're talking about. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Gimel.